morning. Welcome to Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. It's been a minute since I did a podcast, but the Lord has placed something on my heart that I want to kind of share with you this morning. If you'll allow me, just give me a few minutes of your time. Today, I want to share with you the A, B, C, D, E of faith. Again, that's the A, B, C, D of faith. Now, I know that's a strange title. That's a strange topic to come from. But I want to kind of briefly share with you how the Lord shared it with me. The A, B, C, D, E of faith. Many times in this time that we're dealing with, we need to hold on to our faith. So I want to kind of give you these acronyms of the A, B, C, D, E of faith. And hopefully this will bless you, strengthen you, and tell you to walk by faith, not by sight. We're going to start with A. A stands for act on faith. James 2 and 18 will help support that. In this time that we need to act on faith. James tells us faith without works is dead. It's okay to have faith, but if you don't walk in faith, if you don't act on that faith, all you have is faith. Peter walked on water when Jesus told him to come. He got out. He acted on faith and also on the word of God. B stands for believe in faith. Acts 24 and 14, 1 Peter 1, 22. You got to believe in faith. When you believe in faith, that means you have trust in faith. You have trust in the word of God. The woman with the issue of blood, she believed in faith. She believed that she was able to touch the hem of Jesus Christ's garment, she would be healed. And Jesus turned and told her, your faith has made you whole. C stands for confess in faith. Confess in faith. Hebrews 10, 23 and 1 Timothy 6 and 12. When you have faith, when you act on faith, you believe in faith, you have to begin to confess in faith that you will call those things as not as though they are. You will confess in the word of God. You will confess the word of God. You will confess God's promises. When God said it, you believe it. Now you're ready to receive it. They said, I will be healed. I'm confessing in faith. I will be prosperous. I'm confessing in faith. You will be this. You will be that. You're confessing in faith. D is demonstrating faith. Now, there's a difference between act on faith and demonstrating faith. The demonstrating faith means when people see you, how do you react to situations or circumstances? Do you fold under or do you say, God's got this? God is still in control. When people see you, do they still see you walking in faith? And they're wondering, how are you able to keep your head up when the world around you is in turmoil, when the world in the situation is in the midst of darkness, when life seems to throw the boisterous waters at you, but you're able to keep your focus and your alignment and you're able to stay on the path because you're walking, you're demonstrating on faith. And family, during this time that we're in now, there needs to be a demonstration of faith. People need to see people of faith walking in faith. Romans 3:26, Proverbs 16:3. And finally, E, expect in faith. Expect in faith. My favorite scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. We also have Psalms 37:4. And Matthew 23:18. Expect in faith. When you're walking in faith, you expect in faith. When you go on your knees in your prayer time, you go into your prayer closet, when you're praying in faith, get up and expect in faith. Expect that the Lord has heard your cry. He has heard your prayer. Expect in faith. James 5 and 15. When you're praying for healing, get up, expect healing in faith. 1 Corinthians 12 and 9. You got to have expectations. You got to have expectation. None of this works if you don't expect God's word, if you don't expect that his promises will come to light. So family, anyway, this is the A, B, C, D of faith. I hope this blesses someone as it blessed me. Walk by faith, not by sight. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God bless you. God keep you. until we talk again. This has been Positive Talk with Pastor Lawkins.